Hello and welcome to Anime Hour, a weekly podcast about anything anime. I'm Jordan Steed, your host. With me as always, Smith.
Or Smith Decrease the Red.
Maxwell.
Hey.
And Bogue.
Hi.
Yeah. Sup, Smith?
What's up, dude? How's things?
Dude, things are things, man. And things aren't things.
They're the simplest of things.
Maybe.
It was the greatest of things.
And the worst of times, and to be and not to be.
Do you mind
never the sun sometimes? I'm a never Nazi. Like, there's never nudes, I'm a never Nazi. Like, never once gonna be a Nazi.
But don't fucking look at me.
Hey, you're the blondest, bluest side hair person I've ever met in my life.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And yeah. Dude, you're like 100% German.
No,
you're,
dude. There's no fucking way I can grow a small mustache. It grows out too wide.
Hey.
So shave it.
Fake it till you make it.
I don't think that's good to say.
Not when you're
in terms of Nazis.
Not when you're a never Nazi like me, dude.
What is a never Nazi?
Somebody who's never a Nazi. Like, there's never nudes.
That, so
like,
you have to like flaunt the fact that you're never going to be a Nazi.
Literally, I have like anti-swastikas.
Dude, I feel like I'm.
Is that just like a plus sign?
it's a swastika with like that circle and the line through it. Obviously.
I like the plus sign better, but I'm a grammar Nazi, dude. I'm not gonna
plus
lie,
sign, like I'm a medic or something. Like I'm an always medic and never Nazi. Yeah. Well, and since things have been good with you guys, why don't we start off the third episode of Anime Hour?
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, this week we're talking about Boku no Hero, or otherwise known as My Hero Academy. Bogue has recently gotten into My Hero Academy as of yesterday.
Yeah.
Binged watched pretty much the whole first season.
Oh, yeah. I was up till like 3 in the morning watching it.
Yeah. It's such a good anime. If you guys haven't checked it out, stop this podcast. Stop what you're doing. I don't care if you're at work or driving. Jump out of your car, find the nearest TV, and watch My Hero Academy.
By the way, hate to jump in, but I... just a quick reminder.
You're always fucking up my intros, dude. Every time.
Every fucking time.
You're a never not fucking up my intros.
Dude, I'm a never not... I'm an always Nazi for fucking up intros, dude. But we were going to talk about our recommended podcast, or our recommended anime, like, in the beginning, right?
Were we going to do it at the beginning? I thought we were going to sign off with that every time.
Nah, dude, I thought we were going to do it in the beginning so that we could, you know, if people wanted to jump in real quick, get the recommendation, then leave.
Look at us, making changes on the fly.
Before we ruin My Hero Academy for somebody who hasn't watched it.
This is definitely what everybody wants to hear.
We didn't even talk about it early.
Yeah.
Changes. Changes. Do you want me to just throw one out there that I like a lot?
I've got one.
Do it.
Why don't we do two this week?
Do it.
Might as well. If you want... All right, this is my anime recommendation of the week. If you want to cry like a little girl, first of happiness and then sadness, and if you, unless you're in junior high, then it'll take you back to like you're in junior high, Your Lie in April. It's on Netflix. It's sub and dub, I think. And it is...
I think it's just subbed.
Is it just subbed? I don't know. Maybe I'm just so used to watching like subbed animes. It's second nature. Yeah, it is so sad. And you think it's sad halfway through. Just get to the end.
Yeah.
Just get to the end. It's so sad.
I haven't finished it. I've only watched like first five, maybe six episodes.
But it's so worth it sad. And indeed. It's almost about nothing, but it's about everything at the same time. It's really about life.
Captures
the soul of a young one. Okay, that didn't sound right.
Captures the soul of a young one.
You're a what now?
I'm a never.
The all right, recommended anime that I wanted to talk about, though.
Hang on, can I fuck up what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Go for it,
dude.
So anyways, no, seriously, go for it.
Really?
Yeah.
But you got it. The anime that I wanted to talk about was one that probably a lot of people haven't really heard about, but really, like, I sat down and watched it, could not stop. Is it's called Erased. It's on Hulu.
Yes.
And I do believe it is only sub, but it's a different kind of sad from the type of sad that you had.
Yeah.
And just to, like, for anybody who might be listening, just to kind of give you like a little bit of a synopsis, because I really want.
Well, before you say that, how many episodes is it? Do you know?
It's only one season, and I think there's only maybe like.
Is it one of the 12 episodes?
Yeah, 12 episodes.
Heartbreakers.
I mean, it's definitely not more than 20.
Dang.
But it's. It's about this guy. He's like maybe middle-aged, you know, he's like in his mid-20s.
Yeah.
And occasionally what'll happen is like he'll see like he has this cue that like alerts him to this thing that happens to him occasionally where he'll see like a little blue butterfly. And then all of a sudden, like, he'll go back in time, like, anywhere between, he says, usually, like, 1 to 5 minutes. And so when he sees that butterfly, what he pays attention for is, like, shit, that's about to happen. Like, somebody's going to get hit by a car, you know, ooh, somebody's going to get kidnapped or something. And then he goes back in time and is supposed to prevent it.
Okay.
And in the beginning, like, the very first episode, they talk about how when he was a kid, there was all these gruesome murders that happened. And like he was one of the girls, the very first girl that got murdered, he was like walking home from his friend's house or something, saw her out in the park and like was thinking about offering to like walk her home, but yeah, didn't. And then she ended up getting murdered. And then all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, he wakes up and he's like fucking 8 years old again. And he's, you know, it's like,
okay.
You know what that sounded like? It sounded like a middle-aged 20-year-old who
what
is... Yeah, he said middle-aged, and then he said 20-year-old. So yeah, middle-aged 20-year-old. Living in that Nickelback music video where everybody's got the timers above their head. So I already don't want to watch it by that.
You need to go watch it. Because it is... So it's a different type of sad than, like, Your Lie in April. Because, like I said, I haven't watched the whole Your Lie in April, so I don't know how traumatizing it really is. Sad. But it is sad in, like, the fact that, like, it's dark. Like,
I mean, it's not 8-year-old rape and murder sad.
But. No.
It's like teen angst, heartbroken, sad.
Yeah.
Like teen angst before Blink-182, teen angst type sad. But yeah. Oh, Erased. I have to watch that myself. I haven't seen that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, so we're going to get back on track on that super long intro. We're talking about My Hero Academy. If that's even how you say it, it's spelled not like Academy. It's got a M-I-A at the
Academia.
End. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. All Might calls it, Hero Academia.
Oh, I've always heard it.
It's like a macadamia nut without the mac in it.
I've always heard it said like My Hero Academy.
Like, well, yeah. Like, I'm sure that's like the English translation.
Yeah. Well, it's an awesome anime. It is currently on its second season. It's about a little under halfway through the second season. We're basically going to be covering the first season as to where that's how far Belk's gotten. And while we're at it, I'm Jordan, your host. With me, as always, is Smith.
So, dude.
And Bogue is here.
Hi.
And Max is not here. Funny thing, you know, he told us he was going on a trip, right? And then, I don't know, we started getting these Snapchats from his girlfriend, like, well, look, Max in the trunk of a car tied up. How cute is that? And then I was like, how come he's bloody and stuff?
Dude, I heard something totally different. I heard he developed a coke habit and then went to fucking Miami.
What?
And now he's at Disney World as one of like the costume people. He couldn't be a stormtrooper though. He's
that's
not ripped.
What I was saying, he was in a Donald Duck costume.
Okay.
In the trunk.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you hear, Smith?
Dude, I heard he got fucked by gorillas.
So random.
Don't bring Harambe into this,
dude. I heard that Christina was pushing around in a stroller. He fell out and he got eaten by an alligator.
That's the problem. He's into that baby mom fetish.
You can't let your little Maxwell run around next to the water.
Yeah, you gotta put one of those like parent like dog holsters on him with the leash and shit.
Just have a monkey stuffed animal.
Mexican kid. That wouldn't look racist. Hold on, a white dog have a Mexican kid
on
a leash.
He's not Mexican. He's Filipino.
He is Filipino. Well, okay, I'm not even gonna get into that. That's
all right.
Touchy water. But so My Hero Academy is essentially, and if you've already seen it and you're listening to this, you already know, but we're going to kind of recap it. It's about a young kid in a world full of people that have what are called quirks, and basically it makes them either superheroes or villains or just a regular person. And this kid is born with no quirk, and yet he has, like, the best heart of anybody ever, and he really wants to become a superhero, but he can't because he has no special powers. Well, eventually, as you know, he meets up with All Might, the number one hero, and All Might finds him worthy hands down his power to him. And the show goes from there, and a bunch of badass stuff happens. One of the coolest anime fights outside of, like... Naruto.
I would disagree that he doesn't have a quirk, because he is a Tobey Maguire kind of crier. ugly oh, yeah. as fuck when he cries, dude. Like, dude. Literally, like, there's, like, snot, there's tears, oh, yeah. like, all...
Dude, he looks like everywhere. Me when I'm crying.
It's such yeah. a mix
That's
of...
That's why I don't do it.
It's such a mix of emotions when you're watching him cry, because, like, it's so sad, but then I'm like, you look so I don't want to touch ugly. You.
That was a pretty touching moment, though, like, because yeah. he's all, you know, like, being a little kid, like, seeing all these people who are superheroes and shit, and, like, you're sitting there watching YouTube videos, and, like, your mom, you know, you just got done at the doctor's, and your mom's like... Oh, you! I'm sorry. That's never gonna happen. Like that's yeah. fucking yeah. shattered.
Basically, having your dreams crushed. It gets me more when he's crying than his mom starts crying.
Oh yeah. yeah,
it's so sad. But I wanted to throw a question to you first, Smith. Is like, what's your favorite part about that first season? Like,
honestly, dude. You know, okay. First of all, the girl who and I can't remember her name, but like, kind of the first girl that he meets up at the academies. Smoking super fucking hot.
She's like 14. It's whatever,
dude. She'll grow into a fine woman.
Okay, don't give us anime watchers a bad rap. Oh,
I'm just saying, but
I'm just that's, saying,
dude, if he's got a hard on for I'm a never not characters saying. Like let him be, dude.
Yeah, at least it's fictional.
Yeah,
but I would have to say my favorite part, just, you know, regarding the first season, was his whole like training regiment that he went through. Is like really I fucking
really like that.
It was gnarly.
Yeah,
it definitely yeah. wasn't no Saitama, you know, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and you know, that's, things of that nature.
That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say that basically the end part when he gets that last push to clean the beach, and like All Might sees him like how he's really struggling and trying, and like it shows him he's not like all huge and buff, but like you can tell he's more fit over mm-hmm. the like the 10 months or whatever.
Yeah,
or the 5 months or whatever he had to train.
No, it was 10 months.
Was yeah. it 10 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I would say that's my favorite part, but it's not. And I'll tell you what my favorite part is after. Bo says his favorite part.
It actually that whole like him meeting All Might right at the beginning, like right after he gets saved from that sludge yeah. monster type yeah. guy. Is that's the best. They're on the
Texas
rooftop.
It's a smash. Yeah. The portrayal of like that Japan has of like the like because All Might basically just embodies the U.S. like it's his colors. He's blonde hair, blue eyed, like huge, muscly dude that all his punches are named after like either states or cities in the U.S. It's awesome.
But when so he finally exerts all of his power on the top of his roof and he goes back to his like weak form and like I don't know what to call him. We'll call him Deku because that's what his hero name is. But
Midoriya.
He sees that and he's like, "What the fuck?" And then Mike or All Might's just like, "You know that guy at the pool who like sucks in his gut?
Yeah,
to look bigger. I'm that guy." And he just like plays it off so smooth. Like,
hell yeah!
Dopest superhero of all time. The symbol of peace. And he just is super
he looks not, creepy when he's not yeah. in his like full form.
Like Kurt
too.
Cobain.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Kurt yeah, Cobain. He does look
right
like
before
Kurt
he killed himself.
Oh my god. But I always thought it was crazy like watching him like go back and forth, like seeing him as All Might, big ass smile, and he's all super confident, and then like,
well, just like even just the t-shirt he wears, it goes from like being huge and droopy just completely filled out, like about to burst.
Oh yeah.
Or his suit, the same thing with his suit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. You know, I'd have to say my favorite part, oh man, it's a tie between, and I'll explain why, it's a tie between when Eraserhead fights all the
oh yeah,
was it the League of Evil?
Yeah.
Is that what it's
something
called?
Something like that.
Something like that. When he's fighting them, or when All Might fights that huge beast dude, I can't remember his name. There's so many names to remember in My Hero Academia.
What was it? It started like with an M, N or something, right?
Which one is it again?
The bird-looking dude.
Nome or... I don't know.
They barely, like... They never mentioned his name. Like, at least they might have, but, like, I never got it, and I watched him just last night.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty fresh with me.
But anyways, the fight between them, because it's just so epic. But, so, the reason why I like the Eraserhead's fight is because, at first, like, you know, he's always, like, he slinks into the classroom in a sleeping bag. Yeah. And he just seems like, you're kind of like, at first, like, oh, he doesn't really care about the students, but then he gives it his all to protect them, and I think that's awesome. And the fact that he turns out to be, like, he uses his power in a really cool way, mm-hmm. dude. Really cool way. And then obviously All Might's fight, like he's doing the same thing. He's going all out for the kids, although you more expect that from All Might. But, you know how bad a shape he's in, and he's just throwing hands, dude.
That was one of the other good parts, too, is, like, when he calls that dude's bluff, and he's all like, shit!
Yeah.
Because he knows he's about to turn back.
Or just, like, every time he's in his weak form. Oh, and, like, he just, like, blah! Coughs blood out a fuckload of blood.
Blood out of his mouth. Well, it's funny what he says. He's like, that took over 300 punches. In my prime, it would have took 4 or 5. And you're like, that's how strong he was. Like,
Yeah,
that was so cool, man. That's definitely my favorite part of the first season.
Dude, the other really cool part was, what's his name? Astronaut 13 or something like that.
Yeah. The Ooh. Black hole quirk.
Yeah. The black hole quirk where he like,
I thought his name was Black Hole.
No,
I listened to it dubbed and they just strictly call her 13.
Oh, it's a
chick. It is a chick?
Yes.
I had no idea.
I had no idea either.
She gets jacked, though.
Yeah, because, like, in the hospital bed, she's got tits. So.
Oh,
unless, you know, the Japanese are, you know, weird into giving guys tits now.
Well, it's anime. You never know.
Yeah, but, I mean, they did, like, switch
That's a badass quirk, though, dude, to be able to just, like, suck people in through a black hole.
Yeah, just take them into oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know more about that main villain dude with all the hands. I want to know more about his quirk.
Yeah. Because,
like, that hand fell off his face, and he picked it back up.
there's three things in this world you don't want to catch. One of them is that dude's hands.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. But it was also, just naming off things that were cool, when Midoriya, Deku, almost, like, was about to punch that dude, and he's like, oh, I'm about to die, but then his big homeboy, like, got in the way of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That was so cool. And obviously, the first time that Midoriya got to use his power was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Without it having such a backlash.
I think either way, when he broke both of his legs, and he's just flying through the air, and his legs are just flopping, it's awesome, dude.
Oh, yeah. Or even when he threw the baseball like that.
Yeah,
he focused all of it into his finger.
Yeah.
Like the
it shows him gripping his sharp, dude. Yeah, he's gripping his powers at a fairly quick rate, even though he doesn't give himself enough credit.
He's always I don't know what I'm doing yet. But like he's accomplished some pretty amazing feats.
Yeah.
Like when he was fighting Fire Kid. I'm spacing names so hard today.
I don't know. Something. It's got two C's.
They butcher it and dubbed too. It's like Kaka-chan. Kak-chan.
Kak-chan. But like when they're both going at it and like he hits up and just the air forces his blast up. Like it's so cool, man. The fight scenes in that are so cool. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to see like, I don't know. Just, I always like an underdog story.
Yeah. I had a question for you guys. What do you think caused All Might's first injury where he said, like, you know, he lost part of his stomach and, like, his respiratory system barely works?
Dude, you know what? The only thing I can...
Not Saitama.
No. Saitama would... He would just...
Oh, yeah.
Let's not get into that.
Just one punch.
Let's not get into that. I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
Yeah.
But, dude, it had to be him, like, stopping a fucking meteorite or something.
Something really gnarly,
dude. Or a villain that... I don't know, dude. I hope they get into it.
Yeah.
Because they said it was a fight. He said it was a fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he fought a fucking planet that was trying to crush Earth. I don't know.
I'm wondering if it's that the League of Villains, like, you know how he, at the very end of the,
talks I think
it's
to the his 13, dad or whatever.
He's talking to whoever the boss is.
Yeah, the guy with the hands on all over his fucking body is talking to what he refers to himself as like the master.
Yeah.
Like I'm wondering if the master was
the one that caused
a villain before he decided to become the master.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like I haven't watched season 2 yet. I'm hoping it gets deeper into that.
As far as we've seen it, I'm not going to tell you anything about it, but as far as we've seen, it doesn't go into it. And I really am curious now that you bring that up. Cause I can't believe I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's fresh. It's like right in here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet.
The other cool part that I just loved about that anime was that dude with like the purple balls on his head. love that kid.
He's such a little perv.
He's such a bug.
That's Bogue.
Yeah, dude,
that's
I was thinking about it too. Because like he's obsessed with balls. Like dude, he's always like telling him like kick him in the balls or like since he pulls balls like off his head like fucking... They've got like such weird superpowers, like from The Incredibles. Yeah, they've just got like stupid shit for superpowers, but they work.
And he's totally got the hots for the frog chick.
Oh yeah, dude.
So, God,
she's gross. I'm sorry.
No, but what can she do with that tongue, though? Let's be honest.
With that mouth, dude. Ribbit. You know who my favorite and most character I most relate to?
Huh.
Dan Key. Yo. The electricity kid that walks around like an idiot after he does, like, charges electricity too hard. Yo.
Hell, dude. That one chick, though, that can, like, generate materials and shit, like, when she's under the tent.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, boy.
Dude, how is a junior high? Well, I guess she was a high school chick at that point. Yeah. So hot.
Mm-hmm. Max isn't here, but damn titties, though.
Damn titties, though. You know Max loves that chick, dude. Hell yeah. I'm bummed Max can't be here. I mean, his cocaine alligator eating get murdered in a trunk binge. I hope that's going good for him in Florida.
Yeah, I know. He literally sounds like he's in an Eminem song. Except he's like Eminem's.
Just doesn't mention anything about mom's spaghetti. Yeah.
Gave your girl an Eminem?
Yeah.
Your girl wanted an Eminem, so I gave her an Eminem, an Eminem, an Eminem. Oh my God. Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
Just everybody just go on Google and Google, I gave your girl an Eminem. And watch the first video. But, you know, I wish... Bogue, you need to get on top of watching that second season, big dog.
Yeah, no.
I need to watch it, too.
You haven't seen it either? What?
Negative. No, I thought you were current.
Nope. I thought you were current, too. So you're current on Attack on Titan and Boruto only.
Yeah, and then I've been binge-watching some other fucking anime on Fate Stay Night.
Oh, that's so good. Mm-hmm. We'll have an episode on that for sure. Something I wanted to touch on My Hero Academy is, like, the style of the anime is weird, because it's like the animation is like a kid style animation.
Oh yeah,
I've noticed.
But the content definitely is not. Like the first episode, it's nice to meet your ass acquaintance.
Yeah, that giant chick
with a nice booty.
Yeah, everybody's lining up for fucking pictures.
Yeah, but another thing is, like, so me having watched One Punch Man first and then watching that, it's kind of the same thing. Like, people out of nowhere just started getting superpowers, and then a guy who had no quirk or no powers wanted to become the strongest ever, and he does. And so, like, I don't even know which anime came first, but that's pretty similar, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
the one thing that I do like about My Hero Academy as opposed to, like, One Punch Man, because, like, One Punch Man is, like, something, like, I feel like I could just kind of, like, put on, not really pay attention, but just enjoy the fuck out of the fight scenes.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, My Hero Academy definitely has some story behind it.
It has some heart-wrenchers.
It's going to have some potential for gnarly-ass fights, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't feel like they put enough fight into that first season. Like, you really had to wait until the last, like, three or four episodes to really...
To see the badass.
Once Midoriya gets control of this power, dude, like, he's going
to
be...
It's going to be just like in Shippuden.
I think it's going to get to a certain point, because I'm on the second season already, and I think it's going to get to a certain point where it's going to show, like, time jumps, maybe, of where, like, it shows him, like, at point X, and he's stronger, and then, like the second year of his high school career, and then he's going to get through his 4 years or 3 years, however they do it in Japan, of high school, and then he's going to be a pro, like, because it says it's the story of how he became the greatest hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And I cannot wait until he starts, like, kicking ass and taking names, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be so awesome. Definitely. Any thoughts you guys have on the anime?
I wanted to ask what your guys' favorite quirks were.
Oh, man.
And if you think there is a quirk out there that could beat All Might. That'll be part two of the question.
That we know about? No, he's just too strong. Especially what I know from the second season and on, like, who, like, All Might's rival is, like, as far as heroes go. There's nobody that can touch him as far as they've explained on the hero side. There obviously has to be somebody that gave him an ass whooping because of what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as heroes, I know that there's nobody that's a rival to him.
Yeah. Like, my thing is, like, to defeat All Might, you would have to have, like, this is a Seven Deadly Sins reference, but, like, a Meliodas, like, full counter quirk.
Well, let me stop you there. That big guy that he fought was designed to fight All Might and absorbed power, but it was just way too much. Like, because he explained, like, when he, like, the harder you hit him, the more power he absorbs. He just couldn't hang. Like, I think All Might for now, and that power is meant to be unbeatable, kind of like Saitama in One Punch Man. But, because if you think about it, even like that black hole quirk, I could see this happening. The dude goes to suck him in, and All Might just turns and punches the air so hard that it just fucks that guy's whole day up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even because Eraserhead can't Eraserhead could erase his quirk. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think he's fast enough to, because he has to be looking at them. And if All Might's that fast,
it's hard to see where he's going.
Yeah. Even somebody that can, like, take away quirks, I think, would lose that fight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to say, my favorite quirk, though, was that kid who's got, like, icy hot shit. You know, he, like, fucking freezes shit, and then he can
heat it up. Oh, you just wait till the second season.
Oh, yeah, he's such a badass.
That was cool. Like, it just pans over to where he got teleported in that, like, last fight.
Oh, yeah.
In the season.
Yeah.
He's just, like, all the minions are frozen.
Yeah.
He's just like, you guys are fucking amateurs. Like,
oh, yeah.
You really thought you were going to be.
He reminds me, especially in the second season, he reminds me a lot of, like, a Sasuke. Like, hardcore. Especially, go watch the second season, he reminds me of a hardcore Sasuke. But my favorite quirk, man, this is hard. I guess, so you know the Nighthawk is what it's called? Like the guy that's like a bird shadow thing?
Yeah.
Have you seen, I guess you don't know what his power is yet. Like, you've seen him fight a little bit, but his power is he controls this, it's like a familiar type thing, like this shadow thing. And it gets stronger at night, and it gets stronger in attack at night and stronger for defense during the day. And it's just super cool, dude, because, like, I don't know. You just have to watch the second season. He probably has my favorite quirk other than, you know, just being the all-around, like, Superman type without being a bitch like All Might and Midoriya are. Midoriya. Yeah, that's definitely so sick. Obviously, having, like, have the power to shoot flames would be cool, and that invisible chick, that'd be cool, and the ability to, like, X-nay gravity, that'd be awesome too. Like, go around and, like, just touch cars and buildings and then just push them at people. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
See, and that's my favorite is the zero gravity, because, like, you could definitely, like, if she was more of a strategic type. Like, if she, like...
Yeah,
like
or if she becomes more of a strategic type.
Yeah, like, she could definitely, like, change the playing field of a lot of fucking fight scenarios.
Yeah. That's... Ooh.
Yeah, she could be, like, a top contender. Like, of course, she'd have to be a part of a team. Like, I don't think she's powerful.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely an assist type.
She's definitely a sidekick type.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, imagine her with, like... why can't I think of the Flame Kid's names, dude? This is...
Kachin?
Is that his name?
Kok-chan. You're not talking about the guy who, like,
yeah,
explosive punches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of catches fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if they were teamed up, dude. Like, she'd, like he's fighting and he goes over and touches the person, she does, and then he just flames him out into space, like,
oh, yeah,
your ex-nate, son.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so sick.
I never thought about it like that, because, like, if you got enough force, like, you know, they zero gravity, that dude's out in space.
Yeah, you're gone. Bye-bye. Night-night. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did he just go up in air?
Up in air.
That boy needs some milk.
God damn it.
Hell yeah. Well, this is not the longest podcast because it's just the first season and it's not that many episodes. And we don't want to spoil everything if you did want to listen to it and you still want to watch it. But we hope you guys liked today's episode.
Yeah.
And,
it's definitely a real underdog story. Like, I related with a lot of characters
in
it,
for sure. Let's do a final thoughts. You any final thoughts on the anime, Smith?
Honestly, it's pretty good. I wouldn't say it's, like, my favorite anime, but it's definitely worth your time. It's pretty entertaining. It's, you know,
yeah,
I'd something good to watch.
For my final thought on it, I mean, I would say it is one of my favorites, like, that's currently releasing episodes. You know, it's not quite a Naruto for me. It's not quite an Attack on Titan, but it's something that I am going to tune into, that I do tune into every week, because I always want to see what happens next, and I want to see what progresses with Midoriya, his story.
Indeed.
For sure.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, Bogue?
Not really, no. I mean, like, for anybody who's going to watch it, you definitely got to give it, like, 6 episodes in before
you
get hooked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It took me a minute to get into it. But once you get into it, it's definitely worth the worth the watch.
Yeah. Hell yeah, guys. Well, we're going to sign off. Again, watch Your Lie in April and Erased.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. You can find Erased on Hulu and Your Lie in April on Netflix. And we're definitely going to have episodes on those. I need to watch Erased myself. So, yeah. We're signing off, guys. Later.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thanks again for listening to Anime Hour. I'm Jordan Steed. With me, as always, is Bogue.
Hey.
And Smith.
Hello.
We're missing Max today, but we wanted to say thank you again. Thank you. Thank you so much for people that have listened. We're getting a little bit of traction only on our third episode now. We hope you liked the episode on My Hero Academy. And make sure you like, rate, subscribe, leave comments, like the Facebook page. We're going to start up an Instagram and a Twitter eventually, and we'll let you guys know when we do. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Nothing, Smith?
Bye.